I'm Ed Donahue with an AP News Minute. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says yesterday's suicide bombing outside the Kabul airport could be just the start.
The national security team the president met with this morning advised the president and vice president that another terror attack in Kabul is likely. And they are taking maximum force protection measures at the Kabul airport and in the surrounding areas with our forces as a result.
13 U.S. service members were killed, as well as 169 Afghans. Psaki says President Biden meant it when he said,
"We will hunt you down and make you pay."
I think he made clear yesterday that he does not want them to live on the earth anymore.
The United States pressed on into the final days of the chaotic airlift from the Kabul airport. The Pentagon also said there was just one suicide bomber at the airport gate, not two, as U.S. officials initially said. The 13 U.S. service members who died include 10 Marines, a Navy sailor, and an Army soldier. I'm Ed Donahue.